In 3 weeks, New York will eliminate cash bail for most defendants in an effort to keep the poor from languishing in jail. The decision has raised fears that the state is letting criminal suspects run free. But New York City embraced an alternative to bail a while ago. In the first of a three-part series, WNYC's Beth Fertig explores how it will work when the city has to monitor up to four times as many defendants.
70-year-old Earl freely admits he's had trouble with the law. He says he's had problems with drugs and spent 9 years in prison.
I had the time in the past. You know, I have a drug history and all that. But those things are my past, not my present.
Earl doesn't want us using his last name. He's seeing a social worker in Long Island City, Queens.
How have you been feeling in the past 2 weeks since?
Well, I've been feeling quite well. I really appreciate you,
Earl is here because a couple of months ago, he got arrested for selling drugs, a charge he denies. The judge could have set bail, but Earl probably couldn't afford it, and he didn't want to spend any more time in jail.
I'm not trying to waste the rest of my life behind bars.
So as an alternative, he agreed to take part in a city program called Supervised Release.
I figured that if I have a chance to really get something out of something, why not?
The program requires Earl to check in on a regular basis with the New York City Criminal Justice Agency's office in Queens and to make all his court appearances. If he doesn't, the judge could set bail. His social worker, Amanda Kayam, says Earl also agreed to see her for regular sessions. And she helped him with a housing problem by putting him in touch with the right agency.
And he does make his court dates, and he is very responsible.
She says this pre-trial supervision also saves the city money on housing poor defendants in jail while helping them sort out problems that may have contributed to their arrests.
Being in Rikers, any jail across the country, isn't going to benefit someone versus getting their needs met outside.
About 4,500 people across the city were in supervised release this year. The city says the program's successful because about 87% of defendants make all their court dates. But do they reoffend while they're out? Overall, the city says about 20% get rearrested while awaiting trial. That's the same rate as defendants out on bail. Miriam Popper runs supervised release for the Mayor's Office of Criminal Justice. She says the program will expand dramatically once the bail laws change in January.
The legislation requires judges to consider the least restrictive conditions necessary to ensure someone returns to court, and that is for people who cannot have bail set on them anymore.
Meaning people accused of almost all misdemeanors and nonviolent felonies. The Data Collaborative for Justice at John Jay College estimates that in New York City alone, 20,000 cases where bail was set last year would have resulted in release had the new laws been in effect. Currently, many defendants are released on their own recognizance, with no conditions. But Popper expects judges will use their new power to order supervised release for suspects considered at risk of not coming back to court. They can require them to check in regularly with phone calls or text messages and to meet with caseworkers. Popper says the city is adding extra services to help stabilize defendants and keep them out of trouble.
We are working closely with the homeless outreach providers across the city so that the supervised release social workers can be in touch with people who are working with street homeless individuals every day and know where they are.
But here's the rub. Those services are all voluntary. The law only requires defendants to keep coming to court. And with the change in bail laws, supervised release will have to include people accused of a much wider range of crimes than clients like Earl. For example, people charged with choking and some other offenses associated with domestic violence, because New York classifies them as nonviolent crimes. This worries Leah Feldman. She works with victims as a vice president of family services in Poughkeepsie.
Research tells us that the pretrial phase is the most dangerous time for a victim of domestic violence.
Feldman says she supports bail reform overall because most defendants shouldn't be held in jail simply because they're poor. But
if the criminal justice system is not prioritizing safety by enforcing conditions that can monitor offenders post-arraignment, such as setting bail, which are protective actions for the victim and the community, what opportunity will victims have to be able to seek safety through the criminal justice process?
And counties outside New York City are less likely to have established pretrial supervision programs. Prosecutors and some politicians have been speaking out against the new laws. Over the summer, Jed Painter, an assistant district attorney from Nassau County, gave a talk to fellow prosecutors. Since the law only requires defendants to keep returning to court, Painter suggested asking judges to consider extra conditions for some defendants.
If you have a problem child, one of your conditions reasonable in the circumstances, I'm requiring you to call into court every day, every week. I want you to call into the court. I want you to check in. That counts as a court appearance.
Under the new law, judges can set bail on a defendant who persistently and willfully fails to appear in court or who violates an order of protection. For those accused of violent felonies, such as rape and murder, bail can still be set from the start. But George Grasso, the supervising judge of Bronx Criminal Court, notes those are only about 10% of all criminal cases in New York City, based on a report by the Center for Court Innovation. Judges will have to set everyone else free, even someone accused of selling fentanyl-laced narcotics.
That individual may be facing a very significant sentence, say 10 years or up to 20 years in jail, and may have a very strong risk of flight. In that circumstance, that's just one example of a situation where the discretion has been removed from the court.
But Grasso also acknowledges prosecutors in New York City have already become far less likely to seek bail. This is why the jail population has fallen. As the city gears up to include more defendants in supervised release, the program's budget will more than triple to $116 million in the next fiscal year. There's been a rush to hire caseworkers and counselors. In our next piece, we'll dig deeper into whether this pretrial program can handle those accused of more serious crimes. Beth Fertig, WNYC News.